Begin the current daf, Masechta Siyuma daf nun aleph. Begin on the base. Begin to the master. Begins with the Gemara. Typically, what I mean, what's the whole question that we're having? It should be enough. The Ashaloy Merachman Torah says that's which is for him, which is Mishalehu maybe, which he has to bring from his own. So obviously, it's a carbon yachid. Sound like the brayis b'chul etc. So it says, Timely, it's a wonder to me because my took less for your brayis. Why do we need to bring a brayis alayim to tell you the dishi nahachi that we make such a drush Mishalehu maybe that brings it from his own. What do you mean? Koshkin iloydashinachid. To the contrary, if you didn't have this drasha, at the loy of adashin ashalay, you would not darsh nashalay. Rather, you would take like the simple understanding. What does it mean ashalay? It means shu miskapale. That's atoning. That's for him. Not that it's from purchase from him. That's atonement of him. To touch like three, that would be even a bigger question for sure. That it's mikufi miskapri. So why is the Gemara bringing this drasha? If anything, makes the question less. Blade more of it says it's b'chalas from yishanim and all the old texts. Gassin v'samach, the girsa actually brought shortly, is shana because of the iron. That the coffers, the finances of iron is different. Look, it's in Ella, and the girsa not Ella. Ella Shirashi girsa Ella. Rashi, he brings the word Ella, but it's seemingly that the girsa is not Ella. So how do we understand to answer both these questions? So it's a nearly dachabisha. Actually, this is what it seems is the correct interpretation. The Gemara was asking, typically, da'ashalem rachmano, which, yeah, the mashmashu miskaba boy, which just sounds like he's the one getting atonement. Mashmat sounds like a belachrini lemechaber, but others are not getting the tumi. Which you see that it's makuf miskaber. Shani Gemara answers, "Hi, Ashaloi dashina. No, we use Ashaloi to make a drasha. Mishaloi, who maybe that we bring only from his funds. Abloi melachah. But truth, I can tell you, the inanami mechaber mikiva that actually also gab a regular shear in the atonement. Titania v'chulei we learn in the brisa. Which the brisa is coming to teach me that Ashaloi is coming to say a drasha, and not that he's the only one getting the kapar." The parakha, then the Gemara asks, according to your reasoning, how the ma'isim in brayso this you bring from the brayso to loy dershina lei lahaya shaloi loy mishu labad miskapaboy. That it's not coming to tell me that he's the only one getting atonement. Loy mishu loy, maybe rather coming to tell you that he brings it from his own monies. Umi brayso mashma da'achav miskapaboy, and that to the contrary, from the brayso it sounds like that actually they do get atonement. That's what the Gemara says. Materasli b'zeh. What are you answering for me from there? But for ha-ha, but this idea, if the fellow can't get atonement, is b'har tali, is dependent on this, if the carbon has to come from his old funds or not. So give me the mighty sleep to Mishalei, who maybe once you agree to the drasha at least, that it does come from his own funds, then the fellow comes to not have atonement. Because he loved the kanuli b'gaveh, because if they didn't have an acquisition in it, how could they have atonement? My answer is, not Ella. My answer is, shani b'gaza, that, yeah, we could say that they're going to have an atonement, even though it's not coming from their own funds, and therefore that's why it's good according to those Gersois that doesn't say Ella, because it's not supporting the previous teretz, rather it's its own independent teretz. So next teretz, the begins with the Gemara Traxen. What is this Amma Traxen? Pirush Rashi. He says, Panim Bechutz, go in and out, which that's how Rashi brings from the Yishalmi. Yishma Farashim says, Taisawa, but Traxen, Meloshin, Truku Gali. Some explain that it means to say to close the gate. Because Shesagar Hayu Lefnimim, and the Teruku means to close, Trak, Shesagar Lefnimim, and within this wall was closed off, Halucha Shinit B'Sinai, is with the tablets, which was in the ark, which was given at Sinai, which that was in the Kaiser Kajim, which was closed by this Trak, sin, so a composite word. So next is the Master begin with the Gemara of Abitch de Pareches. And they made two Pareches, because they didn't know exactly what the dimensions of the status of this Amitraxim was. Now, tame it's a wonder. So you weren't sure what to do with that space. You had to mark it up. Why not just make a perechas? It's Amathik, which would be just like the wall of the when they had a wall. You can't have a wall because it wants to be supported, but make an Amathik perechas. So it says, well, in there it seems to me like this. Mashmul the Rabban and Pierce the Kur, the Rabban understood the explanation of the pasuk like this. It says, this curtain should separate for you between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh, which means, Shmitzat Chitzin shall Pareches yi Kodesh. On the outer part of the Pareches should be the Kodesh area. Umitchilas Oibiyu Lefnim. And then from the beginning of the thickness of the curtain going inward, Yehakol Kodesh HaKodesh. All of it, that area even of the curtain, should be Kodesh HaKodesh. Therefore, you couldn't have just made a pareches that is amethik. But the ukmi b'malkam amatraxin, and it should take up the place of the amatraxin. Because dilma kedushasak luchutz, maybe, which is the subject that we had, maybe the sanctity of that area is like the outside of the heichel. So when nimzah comes out, the mitchilas ebi lefnim, beginning of the thickness of the pareches and going inward, einai hakol kedusha kashrim. It's not all from the kedusha kashrim. That's a problem. Now, avagav. because if in the beginning of thickness on the inner part has to be part of the Kodesh Kashrut. Now, Avagav to Mikdash Rishon, the place is bothered by a question. He says, what do you mean, even though the first place is Mikdash Rishon, Kmohas and Amat Chaksin, what do you mean, he had an Amma wall over there? So, what does that mean? Why is it different than Amma of a curtain that's Amma thick? So, it says, no, Piyad Dibra, but that was done based on the word of God. Like it says in Patak called Biksav. Now, Biboy Lamevet Pereches, but if you want to make a Pereches, then it can't be just like it was in the first place in Mikdash. Shechon Lassi Kamashal as Mishkan, it would have to be like it was in the Mishkan. He's a prayer coming to Baba Basra, like he says in the first prayer of Baba Basra, we give him base. We can have a tradition. Either it has to be entirely parechis like it was by the Mishkan, or it has to be totally a structure of a wall like it was in the first place of Mishkan. And Hachanami Gemir, here also we have the same tradition. The boy of parechis, when we make a parechis, the la'avdu kiyechad abdu be Mishkan, has to be like it was done in the Mishkan, which is the mitchilas of the parechis with Nehem, that within the beginning of the thickness, the curtain going inward, have a kaidish kaddish, and was part of the kaidish kaddish. But that wouldn't be possible if it's Amma thick, because it might be, like you said, that space might have been Heichel Makodesh HaKadosh. But now that we make two curtains, so now everything works out. Because Chadol, when we tchil is Makam Amma Traxon, one will be in the beginning of the space of the Amma Traxon. Vashni B'Sev Amma Traxon, the second one by the end of the Amma Traxon, which is Makodesh HaKadosh. Which is B'Sev Chalala Estim Shal Kodesh HaKadosh. Meaning at the end of the 20 amas of the Kodesh HaKodesh towards the outside, which is attached to the area of the end of the Amatraxon. So it works out like this. If the space of Amatraxon is like the Kodesh HaKodesh, okay. So then you have from the thickness of the outer Pareches of them, have a Kodesh HaKodesh. And that'll be the quote unquote the Pareches that should be from the beginning of its thickness, part of Kodesh HaKodesh. And if the space of the Amatraxon was like the outside, okay, good. That's according to Rabban. Aber Bisi's fear, the Bisi held, no, when it says in the Pasuk, the Pareches should separate, means between the spaces, meaning the space on the outside of it is Kaidish. And the space inside of it is Kaidish HaKadosh, is the Holy of Holies. Oh, according to him, so that's a different interpretation of the pasuk. So yeah, you can make a curtain that's an amma thick, and because the pasuk is not talking about, it's just talking about it separating the two areas. Or inami, another approach which you could say is that dilma pshit delay the kedusha amma traxon klothem. Maybe he didn't have this subject like the gemara says. Maybe he knew that the amma traxon was like the space of the kedusha kedushim. So then it comes out the day according to him, the mitzchilas if you love them have a kedusha kedushim. Yeah, you did on the outside. One curtain, and from the thickness going within is Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore you don't have to say that they really disagreed on the Pshat and the Pasuk. They agree that Avdila Pereches Lechem Bein HaKodesh is that from the beginning of the thickness of the curtain, and it's just that he knew that the Amatraxon space was Kilafnim, and not like the Chum who didn't know if it's Kilafnim or if it was Kilachot.